Hello. Welcome. This is Reviews from the Clubhouse, as always brought to you by Clubhouse Films. Who am I? You sure you want to know? Okay, I'm Chance. Who are you?
Well, I was going to do a funny, but now I feel like I have to do something very sensual. I'm Fabio.
Ooh.
I think I may have already done him before.
Who cares?
I do.
Things are better in twos.
Even say that threes to because your wife.
Three is a prime number. Oh, don't worry. I have.
Oh.
She's still considering it. We're back.
Yes, we are.
November 21st.
It's the same.
This is a different episode, though.
Well, we said it on the other one.
So, just because
know, we
just because
two episodes
they
in one
watched
day.
Mando doesn't mean they necessarily well listened. Excuse
listened,
me,
you son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's cold, rainy, wet, Ohio, autumn.
But you know what? It's
the
45 degrees
blow.
In November, and
excuse
that's
me?
Pretty good.
I'm sorry, what?
It's 45 degrees in November. I'll take that.
Global warming's a hoax. But anyway,
okay. I know you're joking.
Am I?
You better be. Check us out on social media.
I was just about to say that.
I know
you
were.
Fucking rascal.
I wanted to steal it. I stole it from
Facebook, people. Instagram, Twitter. I think that's it.
Tinder. We got a Tinder now. Oh, we should get a TikTok.
I'm so sick of you saying that. What are we going to do on TikTok, Logan? That pertains to this podcast.
I'm just going to say it out every time
because
it drives
bro.
You insane.
Guys, like, what the fuck are we going to do on TikTok?
Look,
we don't make videos.
I jumped out of the closet and I scared you. And then
what does that have to do with reviews
in the
clubhouse?
At the end of that, I could be like, check out our reviews to the clubhouse. It's a podcast. if that thing goes viral.
Oh my God. Shut the like spooky season is over.
So everyone loves a good scare.
I swear, man, every time my wife texts me, it's about her buying something.
Oh, what? Just, you know what? Just turn your phone off.
I can't. What if there's an emergency?
Well, okay. Flip it face down.
See, but then I have secrets. I don't have secrets, Logan.
Wait, what? You have secrets? What?
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Hey,
all right,
we got some
news
though. Thor 4.
Thor 4.
Yeah. Rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Looks like Chris Pratt has officially joined the cast.
That's fucking awesome.
No official confirmation for the other Guardians has been released yet, but we do know that he's with them because at the end of Endgame, as Guardians of the Galaxy, they sail off together into the cosmos.
Yes, Guardians.
The film is currently in pre-production, and it will be shooting at the Fox Studio in
Georgia?
Australia.
Ah, interesting. So, why Australia?
That's good for Hemsworth, though. He doesn't have to, you know, leave because he still lives in Australia. Probably
right,
has to just drive down the street. I guess that's what Hollywood actors do whenever they shoot, you know, in Hollywood.
Right.
But yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is fun.
I know that, what's his name? Christian Bale showed up in Australia like a couple weeks ago.
And he's the bad guy.
To start prepping. That's what they say, yes.
Who would he be? We don't know yet.
I don't know. I heard rumors about him being Adam Warlock, and I'm like,
Oh, right.
Because I did set him up at the end of Guardians too.
But wouldn't you think he would be the villain in the Guardians film?
Adam Warlock is kind of like a...
Who is that? Yeah.
I don't know much about him. I know that he's super fucking strong, and he's like...
Super.
He's not really a good guy.
Hmm.
He holds the... he wields the gauntlet at one point.
Gauntlet?
Yeah.
Well, that's already said and done with, so who cares?
I mean, you know, the stones are in the past, so... You know what I understand about that?
So
look.
Chance, I'm going to... Before you go into this... There's no way that we, the two of us, are going to be able to figure this out and make
true,
sense of it.
True, I still want to talk about it, though.
Go on.
All right. So, when Bruce shows up to get the time stone from the Ancient One in Endgame, she says that the stones create what we perceive as time and reality, right? She was like, if you remove one of those, you create like a real bad branch reality and blah, blah, blah. You're going to fuck stuff up by removing the stones.
Mm-hmm.
But in the main MCU, there are no more stones because Thanos destroyed them.
Right.
So, if the stones are needed to... Maybe that's why the multiverse is, like, busting open, though.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Chance,
it just
bothers
me.
No fucking clue.
I don't know. I'm just like, what do you mean, though? But The movie starts and they're fucking gone. She's like, remove the stones and you're going to fucking remove. She said, remove one of them.
But they're in the past and the stones in the past aren't destroyed yet.
So, but what about when they go back to, you know, where they are right now? Because Cap takes the stones back. So there's still no stones in this reality.
But is that true, though? They got them from a different reality. And then they brought them into the current one that they were in.
Used them, brought everybody back, and then took them back to where they came from. So,
but I think he took them back into the past of their own reality. See, I don't fucking know. Who knows? The movie is done. It's out.
The movie is done. That's how I feel about The Last Jedi. Or, not The Last Jedi. The Rise of Skywalker. When they tried to do damage control.
Yeah.
The movie came out over a year ago.
Anyway, really?
Well, no. It came out in December. Just about.
Almost.
Yeah. Wow. Next bit of news. Looks like Wonder Woman 84 will drop theatrically as planned on December 25th, where theaters are open. But it's also going to drop on HBO Max on the same fucking day.
That sucks.
It is what it is. They're spending millions of dollars just sitting on these movies. So, I mean, at least we get to watch it, though.
Yeah, but they're going to look at the numbers from, like, HBO and be like, wow, this was a huge year. Like, this was a huge month for this release. Maybe we should just consider releasing more films digitally.
I mean,
that fucking sucks.
I don't know. Movie theaters themselves, I don't know what the future holds for theaters, but like, will people want to go back to the theater?
Why not?
Once all this shit's over?
Well,
I mean, think about it though. You can just sit at home and watch the newest and greatest blockbuster.
But how?
Don't get me wrong. I love going to the movies. Like Tenet. Like, seeing it the way that Christopher Nolan intended me to see it and fucking blasting IMAX. I can barely hear people speak, but I don't know.
I just think people are going to get tired of being cooped up in their house.
Tired of being around their spouses and their annoying fucking kids. God. And they're going to want to go to the movie theaters and spend $100
tickets
and concessions.
I'm about to go to the movie theaters for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to see?
The Croods 2.
Sounds like a great time. You should see it in Dolby.
I'll see it in IMAX, yeah.
I actually just paused my A-list because I'm not using it.
Right. Are they still charging you for that?
Well, it was they paused everyone's A-list once the theater shut down. And they started reopening. And they were going to automatically reactivate everybody's account in December. But I went on ahead and reactivated mine because I saw Tenet 3 times. But that's over with now. So
I'm about to buy like $200 or $300 in AMC stock right now because I predict that someone is going to buy them out. And
well, their stocks went up 40% when Pfizer announced that vaccine. So
right. So right now I think their stock is at like $4 a share. I'm not fucking kidding.
It's 3 cents a share. It's $3, you cheap fuck.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that part. Also, just yelling at potential clients. calling up cheap fucks.
I'm not going to get into my investing habits.
Also, you're an investor. You're an entrepreneur?
Chance I work for the banks. Of course. What is that?
You're just another company man, Logan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. I fucking hate my life. Next bit of news. This god-awful movie. Well, I shouldn't say that. Okay. New trailer just dropped.
Oh, my God.
This film called Chaos Walking. It stars Daisy Ridley, Tom Holland, and Mads Mikkelsen, my fucking man.
Mikkelsen.
So this movie was shot like shit. This movie was shot like a few years ago, like before they did The Rise of Skywalker. Mm-hmm. So they shot the movie and then they showed it to the execs and the execs reportedly said that it was utterly unwatchable. So they had to go back and do like a bunch of reshoots, but that didn't happen because Ridley's schedule was super busy with Star Wars. So once she was done with Star Wars, they brought her back after Tom Holland finished his Marvel shit.
It's me there, Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
I love that bit.
He's like, I'm just trying to do my best.
That's The Weekly Planet.
Yeah, I haven't listened to a single episode of theirs in a while. Wow. Because
we've been doing ours.
Yeah, and I don't.
But you're driving, man.
I don't want to steal their thunder.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you know me, I'm just an insecure actor. I'm influenced by everything around me.
Give credit where credit's due, though.
Yeah. So anyway, They did these reshoots. And this movie does not look good. So it's about it takes place in some other fucking world where
that looks just
all
like
the women are dead, and it's only men, and all of their thoughts are just out
displayed
for display.
Out loud,
you can
yeah.
hear and see their thoughts like around them, and they call it the noise.
That's
and
so
Daisy
stupid.
Ridley just crashes on this planet. And now she's the only woman. I genuinely have no interest in seeing a movie where it's just a world full of men, and now this woman falls out of the sky. Like, I don't. She's not a damsel in distress. I don't think. But like,
I don't think so either.
Well, people, but no, because people want to kill her.
Why do they want to kill her?
I don't know.
Yeah, who cares?
I'm just,
yeah, I couldn't
I'm just
get
like,
through the trailer
because they're like, because something about Tom Holland is like super special, and they're like, oh. Since he can't see her thoughts, she can, like, help him discover that there's power in him, blah, blah, blah. We have to kill her before she tells him how powerful he is, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But, yeah,
oh, really?
I don't care about this
yeah,
movie
me
at all.
Neither.
And like, I don't know if that has anything to do with the fact that, like, I heard about the nightmare of this production, like, forever ago. Because I remember, I was like, ooh, Daisy Ridley. Because I remember those pictures came out where she had, like, that blonde wig on, and I was like,
yeah.
It's clearly a wig. But
the problem is
mm-hmm.
Tell me. If this movie comes out in theaters, which I hope it does.
Indeed, I hope it does.
I'm gonna see it just to support the theaters.
Yeah, I mean,
so
sure. I probably won't see
I won't
this.
Like
I
doing that, but I mean, I will like supporting the theaters. I won't like the movie though. I just looks
it doesn't. Yeah,
it doesn't
just,
look
I'm
interesting.
Just, yeah, I'm just like, okay, whatever.
Maybe it's gonna be fucking amazing.
Maybe it'll be the next Chronicles of Narnia.
Weren't those like critically banned?
I don't know. How many of those are there? I've only seen the
three.
First one. With the white bitch. I mean, which? That's Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, it is Tilda Swinton. So I know there's one, the first one. Then there's one with like Prince Caspian. It's like the title or something.
I think that's the second one.
Yeah, and then I think.
But what happened to?
One.
I think it lost me because not all the kids came back or something like
really?
That. Because I really
was
liked
in that play.
I really like really.
Yeah, I was Albert.
Which one's that?
Yeah, I think the one that like betrays them or something.
Whoever's
I
the
forget.
Oldest one, I liked him because you know he had the sword and everything.
Right.
So he was the hero.
Yeah.
But
and you saw yourself in him.
Yeah, a white guy. I was talking to my wife about this. I was like, you know, what would be great for me as an actor? I would love to, you know, like hop up on a horse with a sword and spear and like that
the next Braveheart
era of cinema.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't write that kind of stuff for black people.
I guess. Yeah. I can't think of, I don't know, Jamie Foxx and it was that Robin Hood movie.
That trash movie?
Yeah. It's the only modern day yeah.
so,
movie like
that. I don't
that.
Know. I would love to, because I love those kind of movies.
Yeah.
But
see, I don't really
like medieval-y type stuff.
I don't see myself as a white guy personally.
You're not a white guy.
Yeah, I don't think I am. I mean, when you look
you're,
at
you're not.
When I look at, but I mean, like, yeah, I guess I'm not. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? But like,
your skin is brown, Logan.
I mean, yeah, for the most part.
What do you mean?
It's more tan than anything.
Logan, bro. Are your parents white?
My mom is, yeah.
Is she like
100%
Caucasian?
You met her.
Look, man, it's 2020. I don't judge a book by its cover.
No, we're Native American. So.
So she's like, she's mixed? She's biracial?
Yeah, I guess.
So she's got some white in her?
Yeah, she does somewhere. But see,
this
that's flesh. Why.
You're not white, Logan.
Okay. I do get really dark in the summer. Like really dark.
Yeah, same.
Although I do, so I used to work for Chase, if anyone's curious about my life, which no one is, but
I
used to work for Chase.
I think they're more curious about how you think you're white.
Maybe. But people would come up to me and they would start speaking Hindi.
That's.
I'm not kidding. And I'd be like, I have no fucking clue what you're saying.
Like, stuff like that, you kind of just like.
It pisses me off.
That's racist.
It pisses me off.
I remember what are we talking about? At my previous job, I was talking about my dog. And this guy goes, well, oh, yeah, you got a dog? What kind of dog? You got
oh,
a pit bull?
No. I knew.
And I was like,
I knew.
I just looked at him and I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like, I can't believe you had the balls to say that to me to my face and just like ask me. I was like,
did
nope.
You, what did you say
I
to
I was
him?
Like, nah, he's a beagle.
He's a like, beagle.
He's like, oh, because I got a black friend. He's got a pit bull. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, all right, here, bro. Sign this so I can fucking leave.
This was a customer.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Did you? But you were probably nice about it, though, knowing you.
Well,
you because know, Chance has two sides. He has this side, which is like, he's, oh, you know, I would never do this shit.
You know, I'm jovial and happy and I make jokes.
But then he would never
say shit.
But I
can flip on a dime, like literally. But the only thing that stopped me from doing that was, A, I was an hour away from home in a company truck.
Oh, fuck. Were you in the bumfuck of nowhere in Trump country?
Yeah. So.
Not saying that, you know, if you vote for Trump, you're like uncultured or anything like that. But studies have shown it's kind of racist.
Studies have shown. Whenever you have to have a conversation about whether a guy's racist or not,
I think,
it's probably racist. Anyway.
We're not political.
Spike Lee. Are you a Spike Lee fan?
Of course, yeah.
He's got a new movie coming out.
Yeah. What?
It's a musical. But guess
this
what it's
about?
This
is his first musical.
It's a Viagra musical.
Get the fuck out.
So Pfizer, as we were just talking about, they're really big right now because they got this COVID vaccine or whatever. There's like no details about this. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to make of this shit, but they're making a Viagra musical.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
cool. Can you imagine? Like, what if like, by the time this movie comes out, and if this vaccine is like the bee's knees, right around that time that we like start to manage COVID, this fucking movie comes out about Viagra.
Well,
the people
only...
who brought you the COVID-19 vaccine. Get hard and get ready
to get wet
because we are about to sing about. Never mind.
Wieners.
I was going to say penises, but. All right, cool. But yeah, I like Spike Lee. Have
What's
you ever seen
a plural for penises? Is it peni or is it penises?
Dicks. I guess it's penises.
Penises.
There's a Game of Thrones movie. He's like, you want to suck my dick? Is that it? He's like, dick. He's like, cock. Ah, dick. I like it. He's like, I bet you do. And he just walks away from him. Anyway, yes, I believe it is penises.
Okay, I wonder why we don't have more women
listeners. How do you know that? A little algorithm thing it tells
you.
Yeah,
I can tell.
Well, we're both married men, so,
yeah.
You know.
I don't care. I want to appeal to everyone.
Mm-hmm, not me. That's probably why we don't have any women listeners. Like, these guys are dickheads.
4% of our listeners are women.
4%? A whole 4%? Jesus nothing. Christ. That's like...
sad.
I can't do math. That's like what? Well, how many listeners? Never mind. We can talk about this later. Thanks for the news. You don't like The Rock, but do you like Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, I like Ryan Reynolds. I fucking
do
hate
like
The Rock.
Gal Gadot.
I haven't seen her in anything that's like really amazing.
So
I think she's good as Wonder Woman.
The three of them are working on a new movie. It's called Red Notice for Netflix. It just wrapped production. It was shooting earlier this year, and it was forced to shut down because COVID. Surprise, surprise.
Sure.
But now they're back up and rolling, and The Rock posted something on his Instagram about them rapping. He says, the FBI profiler, the world's most wanted art thief, and the world's greatest con man in the... Oh, I already said that. I almost said the world's greatest con man in the world. Double negative. So, yeah. I think The Rock is the FBI guy.
I wonder who's who, yeah.
I think Ryan Reynolds is
the con man.
And Gal Gadot is the art thief.
What was it for?
Cool. Red Notice. It's just some action shit for Netflix.
Yeah, it's probably going to be...
I like The Rock. Okay. I like his movies. Yeah, I haven't seen Hobbs and Shaw. But
I beg you not to see that movie.
There's
I beg you.
This one movie he did called Walking Tall. You should watch that. It's really... It's got Johnny Knoxville in it, but... He's like actually acting though. Like he's not doing like Jackass stuff.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. It's he plays The Rock plays this ex soldier ranger from the army.
An ex soldier ranger.
Comes home. Huh. And like small town was this mill was like super big. His dad used to work at the mill. And the mill shut down and there's like a huge casino up now and there's like a whole bunch of drugs and shit being slung through the town. And
drugs?
And he becomes the sheriff and tries to clean up the town. But it's pretty good.
Huh.
I like it.
He beats
the shit out of people with a block of 2x4. Because he goes into the casino. He goes into the casino and he's going to go in there and like shoot them all up. And he's like, nah, I shouldn't do this. So
that
he just grabs a piece of plywood and beats the shit. He breaks this one guy's arm. It was quite graphic.
I once rented this movie, mm-hmm. this Arnold Schwarzenegger film.
That's my dude.
And I thought it was about zombies, but it turns out he's just some sheriff. And it was really boring.
I like Arnold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Arnold.
He's fine.
I haven't seen most of his things. But
now, he is the same character in every film.
That is no bathroom.
Kindergarten Cop.
Got some Batman news.
Huh. The Batman?
Yes.
Uh-huh. The it's never coming only. Out?
So the Gotham PD spinoff series for HBO
okay.
lost its showrunner. So Terrence Winter was attached to write and direct the show for HBO Max, but he has exited the project due to creative differences with Warner Brothers and Matt Reeves. It's just curious to me whenever people leave for creative differences.
Yeah, you know that that's never really...
like.
I mean, it could be half of it, right?
But when they signed on, did they not explain to you what they wanted? And did you not explain to them what you wanted to do?
Well, see, the thing is like, I think the showrunner always goes in with like, well, they might be the executives throwing around the cash and everything like that. But this is going to be my everything? Project. And they're going to hope that they get a bigger say than they end up getting.
I mean, the same thing happens with films, though. I don't understand that. The same, like, with Solo.
But.
Like, Lord and Miller. They agreed with Kathleen Kennedy to make one movie, and then what they were actually making was something totally different. And then once they saw the dailies, they're like, what the fuck is this? You're fired. This isn't what we talked about.
Yeah. But you're dealing with, like, a behemoth like Disney, though. Mm-hmm. And instead of, like, where, like, these executives yeah, Warner Brothers for is a film... behemoth. Yeah, Warner. Oh, for sure. I would say they're more of a
Warner Media,
a distribution company than anyone else. But
yeah, I mean, are they all that though?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah,
they partner with a lot of studios.
I'm
when they
curious
make
to see where this goes now because there's nobody like
right
making it anymore
for shizzle.
So. We just talked about just because something. Oh, I know. We didn't actually. We talked about this off air. I'll just roll into what you told me. Speaking of HBO Max,
yeah,
they're rocking and rolling with a Last of Us series.
What?
It's been greenlit.
This is brand new information to me.
Yeah, boy. But like we were talking about earlier, just because something is greenlit doesn't mean it's going to happen.
That's
like
right.
There's plenty of things that start developing and never get made. Like that Justice League movie with Armie Hammer. Where he was going to be Batman.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
That sounds amazing. That sounds great. Yeah. Armie Hammer's a big dude.
I don't know what to say.
Played the first 5 minutes of that game.
Oh, fuck. It's so amazing.
I understand why it's so good.
Do you, though? No, you don't. You haven't played it.
I've seen the cutscenes.
What happens? What's the game about?
It's about this guy.
Huh? What's his name?
Couldn't tell you. Joel? See, I knew that.
What's the daughter's name?
R.I.P. Because she's dead, right? Spoiler alert.
What's her name?
Couldn't tell you.
Sarah.
But I know that he's just, you know, kind of replaces his daughter with Ellie and trying to protect her.
He does
her.
Not
she's
replace
a badass
his daughter with Ellie.
Hey, look. Like I said, video games are not my demographic. So maybe I'll watch the show if it actually gets made.
Bro.
But.
The game is fucking... cinema.
I'll take your word for it.
And the people who hate on the second one can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, I heard about that. It was like really like it split the fan base.
It divided them.
Why?
Well, the biggest thing, so spoiler alert, if you have not, got this guy in this Ford fucking Fiesta. He's the pussiest of cars. Ah, anyways, he's got a modified exhaust on it.
So he comes to here quite
frequently. Yeah, it's so annoying. Anyways, so it split the fan base because... And again, spoilers alert if you have not played the game or finished it. But half of the game you play as Ellie, and half of the game you play...
This is the new one?
Yes.
It wasn't like that in the first one?
No. You play as this other girl. In the first game, you play as Joel the entire game. I think maybe for like one section of it where you play as young Ellie. But in the second game, you're playing as older Ellie. It's like... 5 years or 6 years after the first game. So she's
so
like
is
19
Joel
or 20.
Like really old now?
So Joel's a little bit older. He's like in his mid-60s, right?
Damn.
Yeah. Maybe late 50s, 59. And Joel fucking dies.
Oh, he died in the game?
Mm-hmm. This girl, Abby, kills him because Joel killed her father. So
you killed my father. Prepare to die.
Neil Druckmann, who is the director of the game, said like, he's like, the first game is very much about love and like what you'll do for love and how it affects you and your life and the people around you. And he said the second game is very much about hate and what that can do to your life and how that can change you. So you play as Ellie for the first game, trying to find Joel's killer. And then you play as his killer for the second half of the game. And people don't like that shit.
Do you actually kill Joel when
no.
you play? Oh, okay. So
you don't.
Okay, cool.
So, but then there's also a transgender person in the game, and it's maybe mentioned for 30 seconds, and people fucking hate that shit. It doesn't make sense. And they don't like how Abby, who's the girl that you play as, is like big and strong. Like she's jacked, but they don't like that. I don't know why. I don't know. It's fucking
fantastic.
Sounds like
a bunch of beta males to me.
It's fucking fantastic. The ending. Ooh. Mwah.
Now this is pod racing.
right on the nose.
Thank you. Anyways, next bit of news.
Yeah,
Suicide Squad. Looks like Sylvester Stallone has joined James Gunn's The Suicide Squad. So Gunn posted on his Instagram that he and Stallone had wrapped a day of work on Suicide Squad. Don't know what he's doing. Don't know how long.
Two scenes.
Yeah. Like, and who's to say
two
that
shots.
Was day one or whatever. You know what I mean? But
it's true.
I don't know who he's going to be. I don't know any details. But Stallone was in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
He was, wasn't he?
So it's cool that
he's in both now. Yeah. My God.
It's cool. Well, so is Sean Gunn and Michael Rooker.
Yeah,
and
Sean Gunn is in everything that James Gunn makes.
Michael Rooker and...
who's Michael Rooker again?
Yondu.
Ah, he's in this new Suicide Squad?
Mm-hmm. I don't know who he is.
Oh. Wow.
Nathan Fillion was in the first Guardians.
Fucking, who was he in?
When they were in prison.
Yeah.
And
oh, he's
and
he the,
puts
yeah,
his
yeah,
fingers
yeah.
up that guy's nose.
That's right. I love Nathan Fillion.
Have you seen that movie he did with James Gunn? Slither? With those nasty little...
No,
uh-uh. Oh, I love that movie. It's disgusting, good? But yeah. Elizabeth Banks, Michael Rooker, Nathan Fillion.
Wow, stacked cast.
Jenna Fisher, that's when they were still married.
Wow, stacked cast.
Yeah, wow. I don't know. I thought, did Stallone retire?
I think he's retired and come out of retirement and retired again and come out of retirement. Who the fuck knows? And also, I don't understand why actors have to announce their retirement because
so people leave
Joe
them alone.
Schmo... down the street isn't going to say
because
well,
when they take 5 years off people are like what's going on, is everything okay, are you
who the fuck cares,
seriously, a lot of people
but like what's I get it like that's their whatever
he has
all
to
right.
I mean they have to make that announcement so that people leave him the fuck alone, like Jack Nicholson, nobody knows what the fuck he's doing,
but he doesn't he own like some of the Knicks or something like that,
something like that, he sits courtside every
yeah.
every or no I think it's the Lakers
yeah he one of the two
I've seen him I see this picture of eating some cheese fries. And he just didn't give a shit.
He's just enjoying his retirement.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him. 3-time Academy Award winner.
Oh, God.
Next bit of news.
Yep.
Black Panther. So there were some rumors coming out that they were going to use a CG body double to replace Chadwick Boseman. And
so glad they nixed that.
Vice President of Marvel Studios and producer of Black Panther, she came out with a statement. It pretty much squashed all that. She said, she said, no, there's only one Chadwick, and he's no longer with us. She said, sadly, our king has died in real life, and not only in fiction. And she said, they're taking a little time to see how to continue the story and how to honor this chapter of what's unexpectedly happened. And she said, it's painful, it's terrible, and to be honest, Chadwick wasn't just only a wonderful human being. He, from the 5 years that they knew each other, he would just exude excellence and... They're just trying to figure out how to honor him and how to kind of handle that situation.
It's very hard when a character dies in real life and they haven't
a CGI body
that.
Double sounds
I'm
like a really
so
bad idea.
Glad they I didn't think that they would ever go that route.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to get like permission from, you know, Carrie Fisher's family to even use her likeness and if they would have said no,
luckily with them though,
they
had leftover footage to
right,
use.
That's true.
And they kind of like spiced it up with some CGI. But to completely 3D render somebody, like they did it in Rogue One with Tarkin.
And he looked pretty good. Yeah,
for
the short time that he was in it, for the entire film. And that was
relatively new technology, too. Right. So, but, yeah, Mike.
We're not at that age yet. Not at Tupac level shit at Coachella. You remember seeing that?
Was that when he performed or whatever?
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
Tupac's not dead. Okay. I hate when people say that shit.
Okay, thank God. I thought you actually...
You said, okay.
You think he's actually Nick, hanging out with...
I think this is our last episode.
Yeah. Elvis...
Last but not least, Coming to America gets a new release date. It was originally supposed to come out at the end of this year. They moved it to March 5th, 2021. It's dropping on Amazon Prime. Bada bing, bada boom. Have you seen the first Coming to America?
Nope.
It's hilarious.
Really?
Eddie Murphy. Hmm. James Earl Jones plays his dad.
I love James Earl Jones. And, is he still alive? He's still alive, right? Yeah.
Arsenio Hall was in it, too.
Wow, that's pretty huge. Haven't heard from him.
He had a talk show for a little while.
Yeah.
And then he kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
He used to be huge in like the 80s.
Sure did.
In the 90s. Now he's super tiny and minuscule. All right. That's it for the motherfucking news. You know what I mean?
Stupid joke.
Thank you.
Let's get into our movie.
Book Smart.
Yeah.
The Smart Man's Super Bad.
Thank you. Oh, that's like my first note.
Yeah.
So give your synopsis.
See here, it's written by Emily Halpern and Sarah Haskins, directed by Olivia Wilde, her directorial debut. On the eve of their high school graduation, two academic superstars and best friends realize they should have worked less and played more. Determined not to fall short of their peers, the girls try to cram 4 years of fun into one night. Stars, what's her name? Caitlin Dever? Beanie Feldstein? Billy Lord, and what's his name? Jason Sudeikis.
Yes.
They just split up, actually.
They did. That's terrible. Sad.
They were engaged for 7 years. That's
yeah,
wild.
Long time.
What the fuck is that?
Olivia Wilde. Wow. Oh. I get it. It wasn't that great of a joke.
All right. Anyway. Remember when we used to talk about the budget of movies?
Oh, yeah. What did this have?
Couldn't tell you.
2 mil?
I really like this movie. I like from when it starts, when she goes to pick. I don't remember their names.
The characters' names?
Yes.
I don't remember either.
When Amy goes to pick Molly up and they're just like dancing outside.
Yeah, that's
one of my favorite lines. She's like, "Are we gonna go to school?"
Yeah,
or?
They just keep dancing.
And it's fucking great.
They feel like real friends
for the first time with like a high school movie like this. I feel like This is like this could be a real place with real people. Like I always feel like high school movies are like almost like musicals. High school like movies set in high school are kind of like I'm just like young people don't really talk like this. Like this is clearly written by a 40-year-old man. But
yeah, and this definitely you know has the charm.
I love Billy Lord and how like fucking crazy she is in this movie.
Oh my god. You know, there's Carrie Fisher's daughter. If
like
you weren't familiar.
Her character's great. She just had a baby recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Good
by
for
who?
Her.
Couldn't tell you.
What are some of the biggest things that you like about this film? And
I like
why?
The camaraderie between Amy and Molly because like in Superbad, ironically.
Because obviously this is going to get compared to Superbad.
Beanie Feldstein plays the exact same character. Well, not the exact same, but her motivations are pretty much kind of the same as her brother's was in Superbad. So.
Who's her brother?
Jonah Hill.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't think they have the same dad because they have different last names.
Holy shit, but, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, like, you see how she's like, ah. Like, we gotta go out and live.
Right.
And then Amy's kind of like, yeah,
but...
Yeah, but I don't really want to do that. And I like just their back and forth. I love the scene where they're in the car with the one guy. He's like, the USS lit as fuck. Because it's lit as fuck. I love that guy. But when they're sitting in the back seat and they start speaking in Mandarin.
Yeah.
Like, they're just such nerds.
Yeah,
and I'm
they
like,
are
that's
huge
I was like, that's
nerds.
So, like, that's so cool. And like... She's like, they just switch to a different language. Yeah. And like, yeah, it's cool. But it's also shot very well.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's shot a lot better than most.
It's got some good, like, kinetic energy to it. And you kind of, like, it almost feels like I'm actually going from place to place with them as they're doing like all these crazy escapades.
Right, because the whole thing, well, for the most part, takes place over one night.
Bulk of the story, yeah.
As they sow their wild oats, I guess, before they go off to school.
After they learn that everybody's just been partying and they still got into like Ivy League schools and all this shit. When she's sitting
fucking way.
She's singing. She's like, I'm getting concerned. And that's like, I don't know why. Just humor like that. It just cracks me up. But what else?
It's very quotable.
Lisa Kudrow?
Yep.
She's in it.
The mom, yeah.
The mom.
Which she thinks they're lesbians.
Yeah, that's funny too. Yeah. That's good. I love how supportive they are. And he's like, but I made all this food. And they made like the cap and gowns and the pigs in the bucket. And he starts crying. He's like, being your father, it's the greatest honor of my life.
But that guy's, he's pretty funny too. I really like him.
I don't know if I've actually ever seen, I know his face, but couldn't tell you a single thing he's been in.
It's Will Forte.
Good for him.
Great for him, actually.
How about you? What are your pros?
Holy shit. I've got a lot, kind of, not really, but... my first thing was it's very quotable. Like, it feels like it could be an instant classic, which I very hope.
Yeah, it kind of underperformed. It is.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? I mean, it's an indie film-ish.
So was Superbad, though.
Yeah, but, like, Superbad, like, became a cult classic, it seems like, almost instantaneously.
That movie will always be funny.
Yeah. And I think these two are obviously going to get compared a lot to each other. But I don't know if they really should.
Yeah, this movie is like so much more sophisticated.
Yes, it's the smart man's Superbad.
Yeah,
for the most part. And I don't mean man in the only men can watch this, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, it's two female leads.
There's amazing performances from both the characters, which just great. I mean, it's a fantastic directorial debut from someone. I mean, a lot of times you'll get a directorial debut and it will just be a flop.
Or so it's glad like, it all wasn't.
Right, right, yeah. I'm so glad that didn't happen.
Technically, it did flop financially, but right, yes, but, critically.
Right. But, I mean, like, of course this film is going to flop financially. I mean, you can't really appeal. Now, this is the type of film.
I think we saw this twice in theaters because my wife really loved it so much, yeah.
See, now, this is the type of film that I think would do really well for both a theatrical and a digital release because not a lot of people are going to flock to this film because it's not a type of, it's not a huge event film, but like it will do really well digitally and even physically on like Blu-ray copies and stuff like that.
Once it's on VOD. I think it did kind of make up for like a huge chunk of what it lost.
Right.
Like it's on Hulu now, I think.
Yes, it is on Hulu. Yeah, that's how I watched it. And I've said this 1,000 times before. I don't like how drugs are glorified in films. I really don't. This one does a much better job. Drugs and stuff are still present. I just think like Superbad, for instance, they rely on like drugs and vulgar, stupid jokes to like be funny and to like sell it. But like drugs are present in this film, but like that's not, you know, gonna make or break the story. Mm. It's there. And they go on this like drug induced trip, right? Where they become the dolls and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did they actually, they did that coke, right?
Was it cocaine? Yeah.
I've never done coke. I can't imagine that you would hallucinate. It's not a hallucinogen.
Yeah, I don't think so. So you wouldn't maybe be. Maybe it wasn't.
But I mean, cool.
But like,
I love those two characters, the theater kids.
Yes. Oh my God. They're so funny. Like, it's fair people, fair whether they're
he's
making
like, townspeople, I swear to God.
Holy shit. If those two kids were in my high school, I would have hung around them all the time. They would be the funniest fucking people of like, all time.
Who is she supposed to be? The orthodontist. Like, when they're leaving, she's like, fuck you.
That's funny. They're really good.
There's another line he says that's hilarious to me. Oh, the party, though. The party is, like, so cringe when... Yeah. When Amy's in the bathroom with old girl and she like, look, I get it. I've never been puked on.
Old girl.
I've never been puked on. But if somebody, if I'm making out with a woman, which I wouldn't be because I'm a married man.
But.
Unless I was on a film set.
Right.
But making out with some woman. Right. And she accidentally drank out of an ashtray, essentially. Yeah. I wouldn't hold it against her for puking on right. me.
I wouldn't get pissed off to the point where I left.
I wouldn't be mad at her. I'd be mad at the situation. Like, bro, what the fuck? But you're already in the bathroom, so just shower. Yeah. But
that probably would kill the mood, though. But
yes,
I wouldn't,
it would. But I wouldn't have been like a dick to her. Like, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? What's wrong with you? Get away from me. Like, bitch, I just drank ashes. I'm sorry that I couldn't keep my dinner down.
God, that's a good... speaking of which, you know, we have like an openly gay couple on screen. It's very refreshing. I mean, are you confused?
Who?
What? The main chick is hooking up with that girl.
Oh, well, not a couple. It was like a hookup. Okay. I'm thinking like, I was like, whoa, maybe I'm missing something. I was like, I'm lost. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my God. Okay. Openly gay hookup.
Yeah. There you go. Right? There you go.
And it's refreshing. And I don't think like, yeah. I think that's always the.
I liked the fact, like, I remember when we first saw it, I appreciated the fact that like, not only do we have two female leads, which is kind of like usually not a thing, female director.
Yep.
And she was openly gay. And I was like, oh, this is cool.
There's a lot of like LGBTQ plus stuff in this film. Like she likes. Yeah. See, that's where I get lost. She likes two girls at once. Like she likes the skater chick, but then she hooks up with the other girl. So, but that like skater chick is, you know, more butch. And she even mentions that she's like, I can't believe you would even, you know, like a girl like that. And mm-hmm. like, well,
yeah. She ends up making out with the one guy.
Yes, yeah.
What's his name? Brad?
Right. I guess she's bi then, right? I don't know.
It's 2020. Yeah, everybody's knows, everything. what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I love the scene where like they're having that meltdown and they're like at the party
and they're talking, flipping out.
And the way the camera moves around them and you can like everybody's out of focus in the background, but you can gradually see them just kind of like... These bitches are weird.
Yeah.
And they're just watching them argue like a married couple in front of all these people. Let's talk about the fact that the teacher fucked that one kid.
Right.
I mean, he was over 18.
I guess.
But.
Still. And she was probably pretty young. I mean, she looked like a young teacher, but that's not cool.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. I mean, if I. I think
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I giggity her geschwiggity and I'm sorry.
Family Guy. I think my favorite thing about this film is that unlike a lot of other comedies in this genre that it is, it does not feel ad-libbed, which is good. Mm-hmm. Where it does not feel like two characters are put in front of a camera and they just say, just go with it. Like they have a clear, concise direction of what they want to do. And sure, they could probably play around with it a little bit, like especially during that like argument scene. Like, you know, they've got to let their own emotions flow into it as actors, but like they knew what they were doing. Like Superbad, they probably just threw all three of those characters in. Like
Seth Rogen wrote that when he was in like eighth grade or something like that.
That's the thing though. It's like, if that's Seth Rogen and that's his type of, like that's Judd Apatow comedy and stuff like that. And that's not really for me.
I fucking love Superbad. That movie is so fucking funny.
I think it's all right.
It's hilarious. I love Bill Hader in that.
Yeah, he's funny.
Officer Slater.
Yeah.
He's like, unless you're Michaels, you can't shoot for a dick. He's like, I shot that cat last week. That cat was already dead. I still shot it. It's funny shit. But I mean, Superbad though, when you think about it, I mean, most, you know, high school seniors are trying to score booze and party. But
I guess. I mean,
typically, yeah.
I wasn't,
but I knew plenty of people that were.
I guess we're lame. Are we lame, Chance? Are we losers?
I'm lame with a capital.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
So, what else?
That's all I had. I love this film. I gave it a solid 8 out of 10.
What about the serial killer guy, the pizza delivery dude?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, so after Amy gets arrested at the party.
Uh-huh.
When Molly comes to see her and she sees the wanted poster of the guy, the sketch.
Oh.
And he's like, it's crazy though, because he was telling them not to trust people because people are crazy and he's a fucking murderer. And,
yeah.
What does he say about those pizzas? It was like two large, one half pep, one half sausage. And he was like, why don't you just get one pepperoni, and one sausage? You fucking idiots. like he was so mad about that shit. I thought it was funny.
I mean, that is true, though.
And then they use their hair as, like, masks.
Yeah.
He's like, did you guys think this through? I'm like, no. He's like, you're probably caught up with the hair bit. But, yeah.
It's a good, memorable movie. I definitely think everyone should watch it.
Like, in hindsight, knowing that you were in a car with a fucking murderer. A murderer.
How do you think Ted Bundy's wife feels?
They weren't married, though, were they?
They were engaged, right? Weren't they married?
Did you see that movie?
With Zac Efron? Yeah.
It was okay.
It was pretty good. Shot here in Ohio.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was okay. That motherfucker was wild. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Ted Bundy.
I'm here to talk about Ted Bundy.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about this movie. I really like it.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's one of my wife's favorites. I bought it on iTunes because she likes it so fucking much.
Do you buy all of your movies on iTunes?
The ones that are in my iTunes. Huh. Not every movie I watch I buy.
So what happens if you get an Android?
I won't.
I guess you could still get Apple TV, couldn't you? Can you watch your Apple TV, like, can you watch your iTunes films on?
It's just an app. Okay.
I'm not technologically savvy as I run the podcast.
Yeah, I'm an Apple guy. Say what you will.
Let me tell them how.
They make simplistic shit and it's easy to use.
I agree, yeah. It's overpriced, but very much
so. I saw something that was like, how do I plug a HDMI into this $1,000 laptop? And it was like the adapter. It was like $75. Yeah. Actually, it was the DiCaprio meme from Django. And he was holding up the... Yeah, I hate that shit. That's funny. I was so sick of seeing that. I seen one that was like out of focus. And it was like, what I see when my friends put my glasses on. And DiCaprio had glasses on. He was super out of focus. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's funny, though.
People are just, they need to stop with that. It's that one and the one from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood when they're watching TV and he's like, shh,
up. Oh, yeah, there you go. Come on, Chance. Be more enthused. We have to satisfy our thousands of listeners. Hundreds of thousands.
Hey, thousands of listeners. Patreon.
Chance.
We haven't plugged Patreon. Is there anything on Patreon?
You're the one who's supposed to be handling that.
Bro, what? I gave you ideas and everything. We were like, oh yeah, that sounds great. And then nothing ever happened.
What do you want me to do with it?
I don't know. I don't even fucking know how to do that. First, we got to make some shit to put on there.
Oh, I agree. We do, don't we?
We should just do the Star Wars commentary that we just keep talking
I
about.
I think so too.
Let's do all six of them in one day. Or nine.
Jesus Christ. I still think we should like live stream that.
Yeah.
But how would we do that and get away with it? Like legally, you know?
Yeah, because I know for...
We could
yeah,
just show know. Our faces and not the actual films. Can we do that?
I'll have to do We'd have to mute the...
Oh, God.
Movie.
I don't want to watch it.
Watch it
like
with
that.
Subtitles. My favorite.
That's your favorite. Chance watches all of his films and TV shows with subtitles.
Because sometimes you just can't understand what motherfuckers be saying.
Why can't you understand what they're saying?
Sometimes I'm just like, what?
Do you have bad hearing?
No.
Okay. Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
What's on your watch list, Chance?
You asked me too fast. I watched that new Kevin Hart stand-up that everybody thinks is terrible.
Did you like it?
It's okay.
Okay.
Like,
I hate Kevin Hart.
I understood. Like, at one point he makes a joke about, and clearly he's joking, but, like, he calls his daughter a hoe, and his daughter's, like, 14. But he's just talking about how in middle school, like, you can like someone one day, and then you like somebody else another day, and blah, blah, blah. He's just making a joke out of that. He's like, my daughter's a hoe. But, like, people took that shit way too, like, personally, like, the fact that he called his underage daughter a hoe, I can't, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, he's clearly being sarcastic. But, and then, like, he calls his son stupid all the time, and people, like, they get mad about that. And I'm just like, bro.
My mom calls me stupid every day.
She called you stupid to my face. Yeah. It was crazy. I was like, I'm going to go downstairs.
Oh, we're a loving family. And
then he says something else. He makes a joke about him cheating and just like his privilege pretty much about how he can't cheat because he's got all eyes on
him. I don't like Kevin Hart. I don't even like him as an actor, but I probably like him as an actor more than I like his stand-up, though. That's the problem.
I like his stand-up. This didn't feel as repetitive, though. Like he does his screaming and everything. Yeah. Shit,
he's like Dane Cook for me. I don't like Dane
Cook. I've never liked Dane Cook.
Yeah, I mean, that's all he does is scream.
But I don't like Will Ferrell either, because Will Ferrell is the same exact person in every fucking movie.
And
that's why I
try to watch his more serious roles, so...
But yeah, Kevin Hart is starting to teeter across that line for me. Mm-hmm. Not quite there
yet.
Yeah,
that's what you said.
Not quite there yet, but like there are some things that are still funny.
Speaking of comedies, we just watched one, or I guess stand-up comedies. Mm-hmm. We watched Bo Burnham for like the 15th time.
Who's Bo Burnham? The name sounds familiar.
So he started off as a YouTuber, and he became like hugely popular. He plays the piano. He sings a bunch of funny songs, but he also does like stand-up comedy.
Is he British?
Stuff. No, he's American. Mm-hmm. He's so fucking young, though. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
He's 25.
Wow, he's my age.
He directed Eighth Grade, which is another film that's like kind of about his experience as like a YouTuber growing up, because this girl like wants to become a YouTuber. But yeah, we were watching his stand-up comedy called What? Hilarious. It's amazing. It was kind of his announcement of like he's retiring as a stand-up comedian, though. Mm. He's like...
What's he going to do now, like make more films?
Yeah, probably be more of a film director, which is...
Speaking of retiring, Quentin Tarantino. He's only supposed to be making
10 films.
So, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, his 9th film. So they're getting ready to do the novelization of the movie, and he's actually going to write it himself.
Interesting.
And he's going to expand upon Cliff Booth and Rick Dalton, and the novel is going to take place before, during, and after the events of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You said that and it reminded me. But he was saying like once he retires and stops making films, he wants to like write plays and like write novels and stuff like that.
Yeah, he would be a fantastic playwright.
I think he'd be a great novelist too. Like yeah, I would.
I could see that.
I'm definitely gonna read that when it comes out.
See, the thing is, like his films are so like so specific. Mm-hmm. I wonder how that would translate to
books. Yeah. Well, I mean, if it ain't on the page, I mean, he writes it first. So
I guess.
And from what I understand, well, I've read Django, and it's like fucking huge.
Is it?
Yeah,
I've never gigantic. Read.
Like Kill Bill was one screenplay, and they really split weird. It up.
Huh? Kill Bill. You said that really weird.
Yeah,
it's like the people who say toothpaste.
This one guy said blanket one time instead of blanket. It was the weirdest shit. He's like, "Can I see that blanket?" And I was like, "I was like, what planet are you from?"
That's great. It's amazing. Sorry,
yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I guess Kill Bill was like one fucking huge screenplay, and they're like, "This can't be one movie. It's too long." And they made him split
it
up.
Two volumes. I mean,
well, he was just going to do it. And they were like, no way, bro. You can't make a fucking 4-hour movie. But if Michael Bay can do it with
Pearl Harbor.
I've never seen that movie.
It's okay for a one-time watch, I think. And revisiting it, we just watched it maybe for the first time not too long ago. Aye.
Somebody, I think it was Mr. Sunday Movies. He's like, you remember when Michael Bay was like, I can do Titanic? He made Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
Totally different. I don't know. It's very historically inaccurate. But there are some genuinely good moments between Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner?
Nah, it's... What's her name? Kate Beckinsale, isn't it?
I have no clue.
It's gotta be. It is Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But I think Jennifer Garner is in it, though.
She might be. Oh, no, she is.
Yeah. But you're right. They're not the love interest. But then it's that other guy who kind of fell off the fucking map.
Yeah, what's this guy's name?
I can't even remember. He plays
Josh.
Josh Duhamel.
No, that's Transformers. Fuck.
Transformers.
Man. Yeah, the military guy that's with.
Oh yes, Mike Epps. You're right. Yeah. Josh
Hartnett. Yeah, he's in he was in that Penny Dreadful show for a little while. That was on like Showtime.
Hmm. I think he's also in Lucky Number 11, which is a really good movie.
He's in this movie called 30 Days of Night. It's about vampires.
What the fuck are we talking about?
You're talking about Josh Hartnett's filmography. You're right.
I don't know if people like the rambling. I think it's hilarious.
I mean, fuck it.
Well.
As long as we enjoy it, Logan, you know what I mean?
You're right.
Life is too short to worry about what other people think, especially in a podcast medium.
But this chair is hurting my ass.
Yeah.
We need some new chairs.
Yeah, we need some cushions.
Ooh.
All right.
Check us out on social media. The thought of cushions intrigued me.
Ooh. All right. Yeah, that's it. That's the show. Check us out social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. No TikTok, sorry.
Snapchat Plus. Is that a thing?
Snapchat Premium.
What's the one thing? OnlyFans. We should join OnlyFans. Oh my God.
If you don't put explicit content on there, you get in trouble. Because, what's her name?
Bella Thorne.
She got in a lot of trouble for that.
But what was it? What was she doing?
She wasn't posting like dirty stuff.
Is that really all that site is for?
Yeah. It says porn.
Chance.
But special for him because you might actually know the person.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I don't understand that.
Me neither.
I almost made a bad joke. Actually, I'm going to say it. No, I'm not. No. All right. Goodbye.